Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me Kevin Knox, the coordinator for Parks and Recreation Department, Kiera Dent, the AmeriCorps service member with the Parks and Recreation Department, and Ellie Campbell, the recreation activities specialist. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Good morning. Hey,
thanks for us.
Happy, what's today? Friday? Oh my gosh. Happy Friday, everybody.
That's right. Yeah. This is a great day of the week. And we're here to talk about a pretty fun topic too, so well suited for a Friday. We're here to talk about parks and recreation, which touches a lot of people's lives in Sitka, and you have a lot coming up in this fall, which is also great as we get less and less daylight out there. I'm noticing each morning and evening, the sun is setting earlier, rising later. So I want to chat a little bit about what's going on at the Parks and Recreation Department, starting with a gymnastics program, which is always quite popular, Kevin.
Oh, man, it is forever popular. Yeah, we just opened up this last week our registrations for our tot and kindergarten and elementary gymnastics programs, and our kindergarten program filled up in 6 minutes. So people love it. We can't offer enough.
Which also means people need to be on top of their registration if they're going to get
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
It's like, do you announce when it opens and then?
We usually try to give a week or two for, you know, just an announcement that it's coming up, and then it opens up, and yeah, people get right on it and register. Yeah.
So that the gymnastics program starts next week. It sounds like it's a little too late to sign up for the kindergarten one, but is there some space in maybe one of the other programs
people could check it out? Yeah, the Keat Age Kiddos. There's still some spots available there. I believe those times are on Wednesday nights and Saturday mornings. For Keat Age kids that are just like getting into gymnastics, it's super beginner. Go get to tumble around on the floor. It'll be a good time.
It sounds fun.
And I think some Hoots Age Kiddos too.
Great.
What, first grade?
Yeah, I think might be another couple of spots for first graders. Yeah,
so if you're listening now, you might want to get on and check out right now if you have got kiddos that are interested in gymnastics. There are a couple spots left for that program, which starts next week. And then, Kiera, I'll ask you about some after-school programs that are coming up as well that people can register for online as well. What have we got coming up in October, I guess?
Yeah, so this October, I'm excited to be continuing a program started last year by last year's Parks and Rec AmeriCorps member, Alan. So we're going to be continuing After School Explorers, which will be an after school program for first graders. It'll take place right after school at Hoots, and it'll be a lot of fun STEM and art activities, really just getting the kids out, getting some play in as they also enjoy a bit of learning but in a way that's more oriented towards also making sure they have a lot of fun.
Edutainment, huh?
Right. Play-based learning. Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. And people can register for that now, and that starts next week. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so registration is open now, and then the program will start the last week of October, Tuesdays and Thursdays right after school.
Okay, great. So people have time to sign up for that still. And then there's also a Blatchley Middle School art studio coming up soon, maybe as soon as this coming week that people can register for.
Oh, yeah, we're partnering with the Sitka Sound Science Center on that. We're always very thankful for their partnership. They do a really, really great job over at the Science Center. And Sandy Fontaine's going to be teaching art club for middle schoolers, so 6th to 8th grade. It's right after school at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Kids can take the bus straight there. Sandy's really, really incredible. She was an art teacher for a very long time, and we would love to see enrollment up for that, especially with it like being at the Science Center. Kids are going to be able to, you know, draw all kinds of like aquatic creatures and get like kind of a really special view of art like from that vantage point.
And that is that happens more than once a week?
It's Mondays and Wednesdays, okay. And registration is live right now. We would love to see more enrollment. If you've got a middle schooler who loves to draw, send them our way. We would love to have them.
Okay, great. And the other thing that people should register for is City League basketball. So
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking to the adults. Tell us about City League basketball.
Yeah, City League Basketball. I'm the league coordinator for it. So if folks have questions, feel free to shoot me an email or email recreation@cityofsitka.org. City League Basketball is intended for people ages 16 and up. There's four different divisions: competitive, recreational, women's, and masters, which is 45 plus. We already have lots of teams who have said that they would register. So if you've said you would register, please register. And if you'd like to put together a team, I'm happy to help coordinate that. The last day to get in team fees, so there's team fees and player fees. The last day to get in your sponsorship or team fees is going to be Sunday, October 6th, because then I'll build the schedule and then games begin the next Sunday. I think it's the 13th. Is that right?
Okay. Middle of October. Now, what if there's a listener out there who's like, I love to play basketball. I want to be on a team, but I don't have a team that I'm a part
of. Go ahead and register. Shoot me an email. I'm happy to set you up with a team. I'm happy to figure something out for you.
Okay. Okay, great. So, people should do that now. Oh, and then Kevin, I want to ask you about an upcoming event also in October. This is a one-time event called a Lights On event. What about that?
Yeah, it's actually a sponsored or promoted by the Alaska After School Network. And it's kind of focused on bringing organizations together within communities to promote their after-school activities and the different programs that they offer for every age. We're doing ours October 11th at Blatchley. We'll have all kinds of organizations there promoting what they've got going on. We'll have our Parks and Rec programs out there, and then also have some gym time and some. We'll have our roller skates out and other things like that. Kind of some fun family activity stuff from 4 to 7 on October 11th. We'll also be showcasing some new and improved space at the outside court of Blatchley Middle School. We've partnered with the Sitka Recreation Foundation and a pickleball group actually kind of helped us get this rolling, but we've got new lighting under that covered area, some screens up so that kind of keeps some of the weather out in the backlight, and new painted lines in there. And we're also going to highlight another fun thing that we're going to have an enhancement for. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So come to check out a little surprise enhancement. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. And it's also a chance for people to find out other things going on throughout the community. There will be other organizations there sort of highlighting events happening, programs happening.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Kind of a one-stop shop for involvement if you've got a kid who needs to get into something, you know?
And you can come out and play too. And that's a great combo there. There's also some big news, a couple of pieces of big news. We're going to end with kind of the biggest piece of news, I guess, but probably of most interest maybe to the listeners has to do with the pool.
When pool.
That's our most common question. And we have very excited to be welcoming Rachel Fox on as our new aquatic supervisor. Rachel starts next week, so we'll start putting together public access to the pool again. So being able to welcome Sitka back to their community pool for lap swims, aqua aerobics, lessons, open swims, things like that. So we're hopeful that we'll have more going on there later in October.
Fantastic. There's one small piece, which is that you've got a lot of young people trained to be lifeguards, but you are still looking for supervisory lifeguards. Tell us a little bit about that.
We need people who are 18 and over to serve as supervising or senior lifeguards. We have a pretty good core of high school student lifeguards that we have on staff now and are training up as well, which we're really super excited about. And they're very excited to serve the community. But we'd still need a few supervising or senior lifeguards on staff, too. So.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking about a lot of things that people can register for and get signed up for or apply for a job. We need to tell people how they can do this. Ellie, where can people go?
Yeah, so for all of the programs that we've listed today, so that's Art Club, that's City League Basketball, that's gymnastics, everything. All of the registration for that can be found at recreation.cityofsitka.com. And then for job postings, particularly for head lifeguard or senior lifeguard, that's going to be on cityofsitka.com/jobs.
Great. And then you gave out an email earlier, Ellie.
Oh, yeah. And if people have questions, I mean, if you are interested in being a supervisory lifeguard, but you don't have your certification for being a lifeguard, shoot us an email at recreation@cityofsitka.org. If you have any questions about programs, shoot us an email at recreation.cityofsitka.org.
Perfect. And also, I don't know that we touched on this while we were chatting, but there are some pretty amazing scholarship opportunities, Kevin, yeah. and that they would fill that out at the same place.
Yes, yeah. And again, in partnership with the Sitka Recreation Foundation, we offer scholarships for students or kids, so that there isn't a barrier to access because of inability to pay.
Great.
We have 100% and 50% scholarships.
Yeah, that's amazing. So go to recreation.cityofsitka.org and you'll find the scholarship applications there too. Well, the final thing I want to end with is congratulations. You all just received the news that at a conference last week that you were awarded Outstanding Recreation Award for 2023.
Yeah. Outstanding Organization by the Alaska Recreation and Park Association.
Yeah, it was a great honor. Very special for us to receive that. Last week, it's a nod from all the other recreation departments and professionals out there in Alaska that we're really, the community is doing a great job in addressing the recreational needs of Sitka, backed by the Sitka Recreation Initiative and now a lot of other community partners. Our program is growing really fast and serving our community in a wonderful way. So a very nice nod from them.
That's absolutely true. And thank you for the work that you're all doing and congratulations.
Yeah.
And I've been speaking with the coordinator for the Parks and Recreation Department, Kevin Knox, our AmeriCorps service member with the Parks and Recreation Department, Kiara Dent, and the recreation activities specialist, Ellie Campbell. Thank you all three for being here this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
And thank you listeners for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.